The big news over the weekend was the passage by the California legislature of the Sanctuary State Bill. And it is on its way to Governor Brown's desk. Governor Brown has promised to sign that bill. But the California legislature, before it adjourned for the year, passed a flurry of other votes, and they were working into the early hours of Saturday morning. Lawmakers sent Governor Brown hundreds of bills about everything from a parks bond to pet stores. They also struck major housing, transportation, and climate change deals this year, which many Capitol watchers thought could not find support. Our state government reporter, Ben Bradford, has this review.
Democratic leaders point to those three deals as main accomplishments. Billions of new dollars for road and bridge repair, an extension of the state's climate change program, cap and trade, and a package of measures to address the state's housing affordability crisis. Democratic Senate leader Kevin DeLeon sums up the year this way.
I think it could, by any objective measure, be viewed as one of the most accomplished legislative sessions, if not perhaps the most accomplished legislative session in the history of California.
Well, I've been through a lot of most productive sessions ever.
This is Senator Jim Nielsen, a top Republican.
I could say this might be one of them, but I would argue not in a productive, good for the people of California way. Breathtaking tax increases this year that are really going to hurt the middle class, in fact, everybody in California.
All of the big deals could raise costs. The housing package includes a new real estate transaction fee. Fuel costs could rise as businesses comply with cap and trade. And the transportation bill increases the gas tax and vehicle fees.
It's been more than 2.5 decades since we've dealt with the issue of infrastructure rebuilding for California.
Senate Leader DeLeon says lawmakers finally confronted long simmering problems.
Because we've had past legislative bodies, as well as governors, who have kicked that can down the pothole-ridden road.
With respect to housing, it's the same thing.
Democratic Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon.
More Californians are paying more of their monthly income on their rents or their mortgages. The idea is to provide more housing and with the hope that housing prices will go down.
Lawmakers also embraced a new prominent role as a foil to the Trump administration.
There was more and more of a desire on the part of our caucus to create a real contrast between what was happening in Washington and what was happening here. Trump talks about infrastructure. We did something.
Democrats nominated Congressman Javier Becerra as state attorney general with the promise that he would push back against the Trump administration.
We took a position very early on that Donald Trump was a clear and present danger to California, a threat to our economic prosperity, to our values, and to our people, and that we as a state, the sixth largest economy in the world, would do everything within our power to resist.
Friday night, they passed a new law extending sanctuary city protections across the state, to the chagrin of Republicans like Nielsen.
It's so incredible to me to have heads of agencies of state government and legislators advocating the violation of federal law.
Democrats were bolstered throughout the year by new two-thirds supermajorities they won in the last election, meaning technically they could pass new taxes, fees, or bonds along party lines.
Two-thirds was helpful in terms of negotiation. You know, you always want to negotiate from a position of strength, but it also becomes a math problem, too.
Republicans still have leverage, particularly moderate lawmakers who made deals on these key votes, but the party's ability to pass legislation is certainly diminished.
We've learned that we'll only accomplish so much here in the legislature. We need to get the word out to the citizens.
Nielsen says that's worked in a big way, with a new rule requiring that bills be public and not amended for 72 hours before lawmakers vote for them.
The biggest accomplishment this year, it's not thanks to the legislature. It's thanks to the people of California with Prop 54 and the 72-hour waiting. That's the biggest accomplishment.
Now it's Governor Jerry Brown's turn to act. He'll have a month to sign or veto the hundreds of measures on his desk from the legislature's busy end of the year. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford,